This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Once again, allow us to express our greetings and gratitude for the act of you. Before we begin, we would remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity to be involved in what we refer to as that silent communication. And we would encourage you to participate in that activity. To become involved in that perfect state of consciousness where you have that opportunity to interact with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon. But as always, of course, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, this reality that you exist in, and this illusionary reality, is, as we have suggested, a validation of and a reflection of your beliefs and belief system, individual, societal, human consciousness belief system. And as we have suggested as well, many of those beliefs and belief systems are made of choices and decisions that you choose in your altered states of consciousness, which you'll often refer to as your between incarnational state. You choose the society, you choose the location, you choose the individual family unit or individuals that you would exist in, participate in a particular incarnational period. And to suggest that you choose all of those particular beliefs and belief systems to contain within your level of consciousness that it exists in that between incarnational state does not for an instant suggest that the entities that you're involved with do not choose and agree to participate in the same beliefs or belief systems to validate your opportunities to experience the realities that are a reflection of those beliefs and belief systems. As we have suggested in the past, many times it's difficult to know what those beliefs and belief systems are that are stored within your altered states of consciousness, stored within your DNA in many instances, activated from what seems to be a rather dormant part of your DNA into a very active part that participates in creating the reality that you are experiencing. And once again, if that's a less than positive reality, if it's what you would in your awakened consciousness state refer to as a negative reality or a less than desirable reality, then it's hard to accept the responsibility for that reality and for that experience. The simplicity is, once again, you exist in this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings. As we have in the past, we would challenge any individual to look at any activity that you're involved in this creation process and to take it back to determining the reason why you are involved in a particular activity or a reality creation process. And you will ultimately find it's as a desire to to experience certain emotions and feelings, be they emotions surrounding security, emotions surrounding the ability to be involved in what you would refer to as positive experiences. You create the reality for that opportunity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. It's really that simple. What is not simple is, in your awakened consciousness state, being aware not only of individual beliefs, but societal belief systems and human consciousness belief systems that are responsible for the reality that you are experiencing. Two things that give you this opportunity to get an understanding of what your beliefs and belief systems are. Pay attention to the spontaneous attitudes that occur when you're involved in an interaction or a day-to-day experience, whether it's one that you would consider positive or negative, desirable or less than desirable, good or bad, it really doesn't matter. Pay attention to the spontaneous attitude. You see, in your awakened consciousness state, many have this belief that you must hold certain types of attitudes, what you would call positive attitudes, and that you should avoid any negative attitudes. We would suggest that it can be very beneficial to understanding your beliefs or belief systems if you pay attention to all attitudes. If it's a negative attitude that you believe in your awakened consciousness state as being negative, it's important to understand that that negativity and that assessment is only from your awakened consciousness state. At the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, once again, there is no negative or positive, good or bad, light or dark. That judgment is an awake consciousness judgment. And so, once again, in an attempt to experience only what you refer to as desirable or positive reality experiences, when there's a tendency to believe that you must hold only positive attitudes, we would suggest that you pay attention to all the spontaneous attitudes. And if it's a reality that you're finding less than desirable, when you would not wish to experience, then we would suggest that it can be quite beneficial to dwell upon that spontaneous negative attitude in order to discover what belief or belief system it is that you are involved in and participating in perpetuating that's responsible for the reality that you are experiencing. Conversely, if it's a reality that you find to be quite desirable, the same principle applies. Pay attention to the spontaneous attitude. If it's important to you to understand the creation process involved in that reality experience, then it's important for you to understand that that spontaneous attitude is directly linked to the belief or belief systems that you hold on and participating in and validating. While you can, in your altered, in your awakened state of consciousness, choose to hold various types of attitudes, and if you believe that that particular creation process can affect the reality that you're experiencing, then all, by all means, we would encourage you to become involved and to perpetuate that belief or belief system. You see, the method or technique that you utilize to consciously influence your reality is not nearly as important as your belief in that method or technique. And so if your belief is that holding a positive attitude can have a positive influence upon the reality that you're experiencing, we would encourage you to become involved in that type of activity with the understanding that it's your belief in the activity that is creating and giving you the desired results, not the activity itself. the method or technique you utilize is not nearly as important as your belief in the method or technique that you utilize. And so, in this new age, in new energy, where you are consciously influencing this reality in a manner that has been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past, it becomes, if you choose to have an understanding of your beliefs and belief systems and to have some type of conscious control over your reality, it becomes important that you pay attention to the spontaneous attitude, to give you glimpses into what the beliefs or belief systems are that you hold. It's a combination of this conscious reality creation process of various elements that are responsible for influencing your reality from a conscious state, and consequently influencing your beliefs and belief systems from a conscious state. Thoughts and feelings are things. As we suggested, thoughts exist and are available and are interpreted by every entity existing within your vibrational level. Thoughts and feelings combine to have a direct influence upon what it is that you choose to do, how to react in a certain situation, and that in turn influences your beliefs and belief systems, your attitudes, thoughts and feelings. Are they spontaneous or conscious thoughts and feelings? The spontaneous thoughts and feelings once again give glimpses into and validate the spontaneous attitudes that are a reflection of your beliefs and belief system. Once again, if you believe that it's not desirable or if it creates a less than desirable reality, then you will have difficulty in dwelling on these what we refer to as spontaneous attitudes that you in your awakened consciousness state may look upon as being less than desirable. However, it can be quite beneficial if you choose to hold the belief and the desire to consciously influence your reality. It can be quite beneficial to pay attention to those spontaneous attitudes, to those spontaneous thoughts and feelings that influence your beliefs and belief systems. In your so-called past, you believe in a history. You believe that there has been this passage of time and you can look back and that somehow what has happened in your so-called past is written in stone and it can't be changed. The irony it is that you change it continuously, but nonetheless, you believe that your past is written in stone, that that's how it existed and that it is beyond your capacity to alter or to change from your awakened consciousness state. Not only is it beyond your capacity to change, but to a certain extent you believe that it, through the process of evolution, has an impact upon your reality that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. Now, in your so-called past, in your history, long before you began to believe that it was possible to consciously influence your reality, you entered into this vibrational level, into a particular incarnational period, to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings while you, in that awakened consciousness state, held the belief that it was absolutely impossible for you to have any control over what it was that you were experiencing. That it was, for all intents and purposes, simply fate. And so in your altered state of consciousness, in your between incarnational state, you put in place all of the beliefs and belief systems and all of the particular aspects of that incarnational period so that as you progress through that incarnational period, you, in your awakened consciousness state, not only felt that you didn't have the ability to control or influence the reality, but in your awakened consciousness state held the belief that it was entirely impossible for you to have absolutely any influence on your day-to-day activities, on that reality. And so you lived, once again, in what we refer to as an existence based upon fate. A fate that you chose in your altered state of consciousness to put into play. And so you went through an incarnational period, going through your day-to-day activities, in a, what you might in this particular incarnational period look upon as a rather mundane existence, but nonetheless allowing you to experience a very intense range of emotions and feelings based upon this concept that you were absolutely not in control of anything that you experienced in your day-to-day activities. And for some, entering into that particular era, if you wish, it was worse than others. For some, it was a situation where they were born into and chose to exist in a reality where they were absolutely under the control of other entities. Not only absolutely under the control, because the other entities felt that they had the capacity to control them, but because those particular entities believed in their awakened consciousness state that they were entirely under the control of other entities and had absolutely no inclination to attempt to change that, but rather had chosen to exist in that particular type of incarnational period for a very simple reason, for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that were associated with that type of existence. Once again, it's not right or wrong. It's not good or bad other than what you judge it to be in your awakened consciousness state. The spark of consciousness that you create this reality from, the spark of consciousness that you are, gives to you that which you desire without judging whether it's right or wrong, and rejoices in the experience and the creation process. So it's only right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable in your awakened consciousness state. That's an important concept to grasp. Because you see, without that understanding, it becomes very difficult for you to, in your awakened consciousness state, accept the responsibility for all the reality that you are experiencing. If it's a desirable reality, then it's very easy to stand up and say, oh, look at what I did. I created this. I was involved in a bunch of activities and this is the result. It's much more difficult if it's a less than desirable result. Now, you hold, for example, a belief system that if one is involved in what you would refer to as a very less than desirable activity of bringing substances into their lungs, and your society has condemned the process, and it results in various types of negative reality experiences, what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as less than desirable. One becomes very ill. One has the capacity to terminate the existence as a result of various habits of what you refer to as inhalation, as consuming various substances within your lungs, what you refer to as smoking various elements, a less than desirable activity. That activity is as a result of choices, decisions, thoughts and feelings. And it is something that is the result of a very long activity that has resulted in what you would refer to as a less than desirable reality. And that's only one example. You can look at a multitude of what you refer to as less than desirable reality, whereas you look back over the so-called time frame, and you have a leap in this evolutionary process where an individual has made certain choices and decisions based upon thoughts and feelings that are a reflection of beliefs that they hold, that have resulted in these realities that you once again find as being less than desirable. Some of them realities that have certain less than desirable health issues, some of them that have realities that you could consider to be less than desirable social aspects, all taking place over a period of your evolutionary time, based upon choices and decisions that individual make, based upon their thoughts and feelings, and their attitudes and beliefs. Now, conversely, there are those who, over that same period of time, make other choices and decisions, hold other thoughts and feelings and different attitudes and beliefs, and are experiencing an entirely different reality that you in your awakened consciousness stage would view as a very positive, a desirable reality. All is a reflection of your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings, your beliefs and belief systems, and some of those beliefs very difficult for you to grasp or understand in your awakened consciousness stage. Each reality is as valid as, takes as much energy to create, and is as desirable to the spark of consciousness that you are as the other reality. What you would in your awakened consciousness state view as positive or negative, once again, is only a reality judgment that occurs in your awakened consciousness state. And so, choices and decisions, thoughts and feelings, attitudes and beliefs influence your reality based upon what it is that you desire, your imagination, and the most importantly, your expectation. And that expectation can be influenced by not only individual belief systems, but societal belief systems and human consciousness belief systems. You have, for example, with an EH of the cells of your entire physical body, what your scientists refer to as a DNA, a type of protein that has stamped upon it all of the entire physical attributes and all of the possibilities and probabilities for certain realities to occur throughout your entire existence in this particular incarnational period, based upon your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings, that can influence and does influence the energy that surrounds that DNA and brings it into being as either a probability or a possibility. It's your DNA. It's, for some, the building block, if you wish, of your entire physical being. For some it is an element that is an absolute identifier for an individual in your awakened consciousness state. It is perhaps for some the most absolute element in your creation process, and yet for others, for some that you would refer to as the New Age, for some who have come into this particular reality bringing with them the understanding that they can at some level alter their entire belief system, who own that belief, who don't reach out and search for it, who don't go through all types of various activities trying to discover it, but rather own it. These what many like to refer to as the indigo children, those born into this new age and new energy, have the capacity, particularly at a very young age, when they have entered into this particular reality and have not entirely surrendered this understanding of who and what they truly are, have not entirely bought into this illusionary reality. Those individuals at that very young age who still understand the capacity to be in control have, in many instances, entirely changed the DNA. Physically changed their makeup through thoughts and feelings, choices and decisions, by paying attention to the beliefs and belief systems. You see, when you look at an entity that enters into your incarnational period, you look at them as pawn, this new entity, this new person who is just beginning to discover this new world, this new reality. That new person is the same age, if you wish to use that terminology, as every other entity existing within your vibrational level. That new person has, if you believe in your concept of time and space, existed in many incarnational periods. We would rather use the terminology that that new entity is currently experiencing simultaneously a multitude of incarnational periods. And in this particular incarnational period, at that point in time, is as wise as any entity as to the methods utilized in creating your reality. And at that particular period of their existence, in this new age and new energy, consciously choose to alter the DNA and consequently eliminate many of the perpetual possibilities of events to occur within that incarnational period. If you exist within this incarnational period in your belief in evolutionary time and space, these new entities, these so-called new humans that are for the first time experiencing all of this existence within your earth system, begin to enter more and more and accept the strength under the veil, if you wish, that limits their capacity to understand, that limits their capacity to connect with and to interact with other incarnational periods, that limits their ability to remember, if you wish to utilize that term of past lives, to remember other incarnational periods. But at that early age, when they are still aware of this creation process, once again, they change the DNA, an aspect of your physical being that the majority of your scientists would suggest is impossible to alter. It is never impossible to alter. As you once again continue to exist in this incarnational period, you choose to limit your capacity to understand. You choose to limit your capacity to consciously have that type of an impact upon your reality. You choose to strengthen that veil, if you wish, and to limit your understanding of who and what you truly are. You choose to put aside your beliefs and belief systems in an area of your consciousness that in your awakened consciousness that you find very difficult to access. You choose to be there. You choose to be there for a very simple reason. Because when you don't understand the creation process, it seems more real. And as a consequence, the emotions and feelings that you experience are much more intense. that simple. It comes back to that again and again and again. You create your reality. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You won't find it written in a book. You won't find it by listening to sessions such as these, where we simply express and tell you what you wish to hear. You won't find it by listening to anyone attempting to use some type of a vocabulary to express to you the reality of your creation process. You won't grasp that understanding of the reality creation process and the essential understanding of who and what you truly are, unless you go with inside and you put aside all of the consciousness and you go deeper and deeper and make connection with that spark of consciousness that you are. And when you achieve that, you begin to understand that it defies explanation, that it's more an experience than it is something that you can express as some type of activity. You're all that is, you create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. And while for many in your awakened consciousness state, that can be seemingly an almost impossible task to accomplish, we assure you, you cannot fail to reach that understanding. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
I got one. I've been told that humanoids, or even humans, are very much like us, live on Venus. And yet we've been told by our scientists that it's an incredibly inhospitable environment. So I was wondering how to reconcile this fact.
It's an illusion. What do you believe? What does the human consciousness believe? What does the societal belief system hold? As we have suggested, your scientists will also hold the belief that it is impossible for you to alter your past, and yet you consistently become in contact with elements of your past that have been there, supposedly, for hundreds of thousands of years, and no one has discovered it until magically someone walks over the spot that hundreds of thousands of other individuals have walked over, and they see something different. They alter the past. You see what it is that you expect to see. You correct what it is to validate your beliefs and belief system. If, as a human consciousness, you believe that there are other entities existing within your vibrational level, why would that seem like such a difficult concept to accept and to hold as a belief or a belief system? You believe that there is some type of limit to this reality that you exist in, that there's going to be an end of it somewhere. You see, you lack these limitations. You lack a beginning and an end, and a beginning and an end, and a beginning and an end. You go through it over and over and over. You begin your lifetime and you end it. And you begin it and you end it, and you begin it and you end it. But you have difficulty in understanding that that's all an illusion. It doesn't really exist. You exist in all of those incarnational periods at the same time and same moment. And even that type of an explanation carries with it no significance, because it infers that there is a passage of time if you're experiencing it in the same time and same moment. It doesn't exist. You exist in the now. And even that's a very difficult concept to grasp. For once again, it refers to there's this passage of time where you have a past and a present, which is the now, and then some type of a future. And it's not really that way. And so there are all types of beliefs and belief systems. If you believe that there are other entities existing within your universe, why would that become such a difficult concept to bring into your reality? It's an illusion. You can have, not only can have, but do have whatever it is you desire. Now, as we have suggested earlier on this afternoon, if one individual holds a belief, that belief is spread cutthroat all individuals. And if enough individuals accept it, and it becomes a societal and then a human consciousness belief system, you create the reality and you validate it. Not only do you validate it, but suddenly even your past history changes, and it's like, oh yeah, we know that that particular type of reality has existed for centuries. It's an illusion. As we have suggested, your scientists don't believe that it's possible to alter your DNA, and yet it is. If it's possible to alter your DNA, it should be a much easier concept to accept that there are other entities existing on other, what you in your particular Earth system would refer to as uninhabitable. You don't have to go to other space to find uninhabitable existences. You can look within your Earth system. You have creatures existing in total darkness on the bottom of your ocean floor, which until very recently was considered to be impossible, that one needed some type of oxygen, that one needed some type of photosynthesis to sustain existence, that you needed that energy that comes from the sun, you needed the oxygen, you needed all types of elements in order to exist. And yet right here within your Earth system, once again, you have life systems that are existing in what to the human being is an absolutely totally alien and hospitable environment. If you were to take those particular life systems from their elements and put them into ours, suddenly ours, this environment that you would hold as being the one necessary for sustaining existence, becomes to them a very hospitable environment, and they cannot exist. Why is it more difficult to believe that there are entities existing outside of what you refer to as your Earth system, in other areas of your so-called solar system, in particular types of environment that you, your human type of experience and expectations would be not only hostile, but absolutely uninhabitable. And consequently, then your Earth system, which many entities feel is the perfect type of system, that it is the perfect element necessary for life. If you took these entities that existed in these so-called hostile environments in your universe and put them into this, what your existence in this particular system would call desirable, those particular life systems would not thrive. Similar to the life systems that exist on your ocean floors could not survive in the environment that you so-called humans exist in. What's important to remember every entity and the energy that utilizes the makeup of every entity existing within your vibrational level exists throughout every atom that exists throughout your universe. You're all that is. The reality you experience is an illusion. And you not only can, but you do have whatever it is that you desire based upon your beliefs and belief system. What you believe. You see, you believe in a past, in a present, and a future. And as we have suggested, it doesn't exist. So for us to tell you that there is life existing on other planets may be relevant in your particular time and space. But you see, if you alter your beliefs and belief systems, you alter your past as well as your future. It all changes. It changes consistently and constantly. It's not written in stone, so to speak. It changes. It's why when you're asked to give predictions about certain activities that are going to occur in the Earth system, it's very difficult to predict any type of a future. Because you see, you change that future as readily as you change your past, based upon the beliefs and belief systems of the entities existing within your vibrational ripples. Well, we could give you particular possibilities and probabilities that might occur in your so-called future based upon your current human consciousness belief system. If you change, the whole reality changes. It's that simple. Not only the whole reality for what it is you'll experience in the future, but the whole reality for what you perceive to have occurred in your past. So, what do you believe in? It's such a simple statement, and yet it is a profound insight into not only what exists in your Earth system, but this entire universe that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. The only limitation to one's creation is one's imagination. What do you desire? Utilize your imagination and have the expectation. If you carry the thoughts and feelings that are influenced by your choices and decisions and have an impact upon your beliefs and attitudes, then the expectation that the validation of your imagination will occur. The only limitation to creation is imagination. To believe that it is difficult for other entities to exist in what you refer to as a hostile environment is rather difficult to accept as an absolute when you know for a fact that there are other life systems existing on your Earth system in what is an absolutely hostile and uninhabitable environment to so-called humans. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Well now, well, once again it has been a very enjoyable interaction, and we would like to once again express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with you. And we would remind you that should you choose to interact and share with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with the each of you. And we would ask you to remind that you are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And we once again would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with you. And so until the next time, we will bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.